Choose my PCC. Candidates for the Sussex Police Force area. Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, elections are taking place on the 2nd of May in England and Wales. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. Contents. About Police and Crime Commissioners. Jamie Bennett, Liberal Democrat. Katie Bourne, Conservative candidate. More police, safer streets. Jonathan Christopher Kent, Green Party. Paul Adrian Richards, Labour and Cooperative Party. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Sussex. About Police and Crime Commissioners. On the 2nd of May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. The role of the PCC is to be the voice of the people and to hold the police to account. Police and Crime Commissioners are elected to hold your police force to account for delivering the kind of policing you want to see. PCCs are responsible for the totality of policing in their force area and aim to cut crime and deliver an effective and efficient police service. PCCs bring a public voice to policing, and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set police and crime plans. Ensuring the police force budget is spent where it matters most, and appointing the chief constable, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives, and if necessary, dismissing them. The PCC does not run the police force. Chief constables continue to be responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police, but they are accountable to the public via the PCC. In some police force areas, PCCs are also responsible for fire and rescue services and are known as Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCCs. Furthermore, in some areas, neither a PCC nor PFCC is elected. Instead, there will be an election for a mayor who will hold the PCC, PFCC, or equivalent powers. 37 PCCs will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 will be PFCCs. PFCCs are found in Cumbria, Essex, Staffordshire and Northamptonshire. Work with others. PCCs also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined up working on community safety and criminal justice. As directly elected individuals, they provide opportunities for greater collaboration and effective scrutiny of public services. In doing so, PCCs also have regard to national cross-border threats and ensure there is an effective policing response. Represent the entire community. PCCs are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account, and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find your candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidates standing for election in the Sussex Police Force area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille, and audio. To place your order, visit www.choosemypcc.org.uk or call 0300 131 1323. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-2-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person at a polling station, by post, or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. PCCs are elected using the first-past-the-post voting system, where the candidate with the most votes wins. Voters will vote by choosing a single candidate on the ballot paper. This is the same system as the UK parliamentary elections. For more information about your vote, visit https://www.electoralcommission.org.uk/voting-and-elections. Jamie Bennett, Liberal Democrat. Election Statement. Dear Neighbour, the men and women who serve in our police and emergency services do an incredible job working to keep us safe. But they and the public they serve are being let down by the Conservatives. The Conservatives have taken people in our county for granted for far too long, especially people living in rural areas who rarely see a police officer anymore. We need to reduce wasteful police and crime commissioner spending and use that money on the front line. We need to increase police numbers to keep our towns and villages safe. We need to be working with local agencies and organisations to help improve crime prevention so people are kept safe in our area. We need to listen to local people so Sussex Police responds to their needs, not just what the Conservatives want. It's time we did things differently. As a councillor, I have seen firsthand what the years of cuts have done to our police force and am used to fighting for services in our area. Across Sussex, more and more people are saying they know only the Liberal Democrats can beat the Conservatives, so please consider lending me your vote on May the 2nd. Yours faithfully, Councillor Jamie Bennett. Prepared by C. Gibson on behalf of J. Bennett, Liberal Democrats, both at 100 Seaside Road, Eastbourne, East Sussex, BN21, 3PF. Contact details. Website https://www.southeastlibdems.org.uk/pcc-elections-2024/Jamie-Bennett-4-Sussex. Facebook. https://www.facebook.com/profile.p PHP question mark ID equals 615-572-782-83593. Katie Bourne, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets. Election statement. My experience. Having served as Sussex Police and Crime Commissioner since 2012, I have the experience and proven track record to continue making a difference to policing our county. As your PCC, I have robustly held the police to account on behalf of residents, successfully supported victims of crime, and invested heavily in frontline policing. Some achievements so far. Driven the biggest rise in police officer numbers in a decade. 21% more serious crimes solved. Restored neighbourhood policing. Recruited PCSOs. Total neighbourhood crime down 23%. Sussex Police top nationally for answering 999 and 101 calls. Tackled shoplifting by establishing dedicated business crime unit. Solved rates up to 69.9%. Delivered on rural crime concerns by expanding the rural crime team. Directed millions of pounds to support victims of crime, divert young people from harm, and help communities protect themselves. My plan to cut crime. More police, safer streets. Continue cutting crime, catching criminals, fighting drugs gangs, county lines, and serious violence, and reducing reoffending, making everyone safer in Sussex. Keep policing visible. Tackle antisocial behaviour and increase hotspot patrols. More investment in roads policing. Establish Fatal 5 unit to tackle antisocial driving, speeding, and save lives. Make shops and businesses safer places to work by tagging prolific shoplifters. Give our rural crime team more tech capability. Support victims of crime, especially our elderly and young, and protect our vulnerable from all forms of abuse. This election matters. The PCC is responsible for setting the £395 million budget, has powers to appoint and dismiss the Chief Constable, and must ensure residents' views are represented when setting policing priorities. We've made real progress to deliver. Let's not put that work at risk now. Address prepared by my election agent, Theo Murfin. Sussex Conservatives, 1st floor, 62 Lower Street, Pulborough, RH20 2BW. Contact details. Website. https://www.katiebourne.com. Email campaign@katiebourne.com. Facebook https://www.facebook.com/KatieBourne The Sussex PCC. X/Twitter @KatieBourne. Jonathan Christopher Kent, Green Party. Election statement. I'm standing to be Sussex Police and Crime Commissioner because I want to see the county I love get the policing it deserves. We know what that looks like because so many officers deliver outstanding policing day in, day out. I want everyone who lives in Sussex to be able to expect that level of professionalism regardless of the colour of their skin, background, gender, or orientation. I'll focus on preventing crime and violence, women's and girls' safety, and I'll support better funding for youth services while working to ensure we have excellent officers who are welcomed to the heart of every community and every home. When officers are closely connected to the communities they serve, we get a healthier policing culture. But when they're cut off, as appears to have happened, with elements of the Met in London, the opposite happens. We need to break down barriers and replace any sense of them and us with a bigger us that brings police and residents together. I grew up and live in Ticehurst. I went to local state schools and read philosophy and theology at Oxford. As a journalist and former foreign correspondent, I campaigned on issues including human rights, miscarriages of justice, the treatment of migrant workers, and sex trafficking. This statement has been prepared by Jonathan's election agent, Keith Obard, of the Green Party office, 39-41 Surrey Street, Brighton, Sussex, BN1 3PB. Contact details. Email jonathan.kent@rutherford.greenparty.org.uk. Paul Adrian Richards, Labour and Cooperative Party. Election statement. It's time to change. Our criminal justice system is broken. The Conservatives' decision to cut 20,000 police was a colossal mistake. We've been paying the price ever since. Across Sussex, criminals are getting away with it. Rapists, burglars, muggers, fraudsters and shoplifters know the chances of being caught or convicted are close to zero. Rural crime is rife. Theft of GPS systems, animal abuse and fly tipping. Hate crime is ruining lives. The epidemic of looting from shops is out of control. Shop workers routinely face threats and assault. Witnesses to crime are too scared to come forward. Victims are failed by the system. People across Sussex tell me it's time for change. We need more visible neighbourhood police patrols on our streets, estates and seafronts. Foot patrols prevent crime and rebuild trust in the police. I will recruit more police and put them on our streets. We need action on looting with faster police response times. Shop workers must be protected with new tough laws. We need decent support for witnesses and victims, especially victims of rape and sexual assault. We must take knives off the streets and save young lives. No teen should be carrying a blade. We need more projects for young people, from boxing clubs to woodcraft folk, to provide alternatives to county lines, gangs, or antisocial behaviour. Most of all, we need hundreds more police, PCSOs, and specials in our communities to protect citizens and prevent crime. None of this will happen with more of the same. It's time for change. On Thursday, the 2nd of May, we can vote for a fresh start in the fight against crime. Vote for change. Vote Paul Richards, your Labour and Cooperative candidate. Statement prepared by Jay Warmington, Agent, 119 Lyndhurst Road, Worthing, BN11 2DE. Contact details. Telephone 01273 806 773. Website https /... labourinsussex.org.uk. Email paul@labourinsussex.org.uk. Facebook www.facebook.com/PaulRichardsSussexPCC. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Sussex. This website contains more information about those candidates we're provided and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my council. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in Sussex. Police and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in Sussex on the 2nd of May 2024. The candidates standing in that election, alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Bennett, Jamie, Liberal Democrat, Bourne, Katie, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets, Kent, Jonathan Christopher, Green Party, Richards, Paul Adrian, Labour and Cooperative Party. I can be contacted at Jess Gibbons, Electoral Services Office, Room 236, Hove Town Hall, Norton Road, Hove, BN3 3BQ, PARO@brighton-hove.gov.uk, 01273 291 999, https://www.brighton-hove.gov.uk/SussexPCC. This booklet is printed on 100% recycled paper. When you have finished with this, please recycle it. This is published by the Secretary of State for the Department of Levelling Up, Housing and Communities, 2 Marsham Street, London, SW1P 4DF. This is the end of the recording.